Yummery.
All right, welcome to the 38th episode of Charlie and Me. We got a fun one lined up for you here. Thanksgiving week, Turkey Day week. If you are friends and family, we'll see you all this week. If you are, well, not all of you, but a lot of you. If you are not our friends and family, we won't see you, but we appreciate you listening to this, and we're not sure why. Yeah, Charlie, turkeys on the horizon.
Turkeys are on the horizon. I love Thanksgiving.
Do you like ham?
Yeah, a nice honey ham.
Really? I'm not a huge ham guy. And then my mom literally invited me over for dinner last Sunday night and only named the sides and did not name the main plate. And I was like, oh, those sides sound amazing. It was like cheesy potatoes, Brussels sprouts. I was like, that sounds great. And then show up and she's like, oh, yeah, and by the way, we're having ham. And I was like, oh, man.
No turkey?
No turkey. Well, I mean, it's the week before Thanksgiving. Last Sunday. Sorry.
I thought she was saying like what she's going to make. I'm like, no turkey.
We were just talking about like, you know, meats, and then I got thinking about ham, so.
Yeah. No, I love the nice, like, thin layer of fat. Oh. Mm.
Yeah, I'm a big fat guy, too. I like fat. Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. But, so turkey's on the horizon. What's in the rearview mirror? What do you do this weekend?
Ooh. That was sly.
Like that?
This weekend, I watched the Bears take a single nice lead in the NFC North.
A single nice lead?
Yeah, they're single. So it's the single one up there. And it's a nice lead because they're more than one game ahead. So, yeah.
Well said, sir.
Thank you.
Well said.
I'm thinking about going into commentary.
Yeah, I think next Sunday you'll hear Grant on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, fuck Booger McFarlane. I'll take over Monday Night Football next weekend. And I did that. That game was absolutely amazing. I'm not trying to rip on sports a whole lot here, but nothing was more exciting than watching two teams score 105 points.
Just boom, 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 boom.
I was having a blast. And I don't give a shit about either of the teams, so that was great.
Not gonna lie, I didn't watch the second half.
I watched the entire thing. It was a great game. Other than that, just hung out. I found out my friend's been washing his dishes with Tide Pods for about a couple weeks now.
Has he like not noticed like the taste when he puts everything in his mouth?
I smelled his cups and they smell like my clothes. I was like, this can't be good for you.
Did I just think that was normal?
But I guess like it washes off, so it's not like gonna kill him. Like people you wash your kids' clothes in it, and your kids like put their clothes in their mouth, so it should be fine, right?
I think the concentration isn't quite as bad as like just straight up eating a pod. Obviously,
I don't know. He's not eating it.
I think he's putting more in his body than the kid.
I don't know. But anyway. That was pretty fucking funny.
That's, yeah.
And then I also got a message from somebody else after I posted it on my social media. Then there was like, oh, my friend's been washing her clothes with Cascade.
Remember,
I was like, they should meet.
We were in spring break and someone loaded up the dishwasher with, was it dish soap?
Oh, God damn it.
No, it was something, and it started bubbling out of control.
It was like, probably dish soap then, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was dish soap. I just put a bunch of, like, hose down the whole thing with dish soap, and then it started, I was like, oh, no, who put you in charge?
Damn. My sister did that once, too. That's a tough look. That's a real tough look.
You can't hide it, because it just goes everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's rough. What was up with you this weekend? What'd you do?
I took a little trip down to Dallas and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Ooh. Visit my high school buddy and attempted to run a marathon.
Oh, I didn't think we were going to bring it up. I didn't think we were going to talk about it.
Yeah, no, it was good. The whole trip was a very good time. I had a blast. I'd never been to Texas outside of like being in the airport. So it was cool to step outside of Dallas International Airport for a couple hours.
Yeah.
And experience is so, dude, the warm sun is like 70 degrees and like sunny. And it's only been like 3 weeks since I've had that here. But
it was nice. I
missed it.
Yeah.
I missed it.
I'm a little jealous.
But it was also like 30 degrees on race day, so.
Yeah, that's
tough. You win some, you lose some.
I'm pretty sure I haven't seen sunlight in like 2 weeks, so.
You know, it's the weekend's your only chance. Weekend is your only chance.
Yeah, it's rough. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. Then, yeah, I unfortunately couldn't watch the Bears game like you did. I was flying back. But, yeah, not. I don't recommend, like, going, like, almost max effort on something, getting really tight and sore, and then trying to sit on an airplane for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Left side, not so good. Right side, I was okay because I was on the aisle.
Yeah.
Like, right foot was out. But the girl next to me took up, like, she, like, started sitting, like, diagonally and took up all my leg room.
That wasn't right.
So, like, my back could fit, but, like, I couldn't really extend my left leg. And so my knee and hip were just, I tried to, like, get up, stand up at the end of the flight, and it was, like, you could just hear.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm broken.
Yeah. Help me.
Help as you just fall.
Help. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know.
It was a great experience. I'd love catching up with all the people. And if anyone wants to move to Tulsa, apparently they're paying $10,000 for people to move there for a year. So.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's about what I make in a year already. So.
Don't say I didn't get you anything nice.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
$10,000.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Pretty fun weekends, but big one coming up. Blackout Wednesday tomorrow.
What is it? Blackout Friday.
No, it's black. It's Black Friday, Charlie.
No, we Blackout Friday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Big golf tournament. Before we get into this, though,
I think it's time for a podium.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll cover some things. Heads or tails?
Tails.
It is tails. Go ahead. Fire away.
Our podium is of Thanksgiving activities. We didn't even explain it.
I think you've won, like, last, like, 5 coin flips.
I'm basically Andy Reid.
Okay. Okay, now you can continue.
Okay, Thanksgiving activities is our podium, so we are thinking of the best and most fun, maybe not even, but just what you do on Thanksgiving.
What do you enjoy the most, like things you enjoy for whatever word, you know, however you interpret enjoy?
I'm leading off with the absolute best and final naps.
That was on my list.
Yep.
I mean, how could you not?
Like, how could you not have it?
You eat food, you sleep. It's like... It's peanut butter to jelly.
Butter and sugar, exactly. It's always there.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing to say about it. Just naps.
Just everyone has their moment.
And like you always have that one it's like family member, like, not really a family member, but a friend that's in that's at Thanksgiving, and they take a nap too, and then you're like, well, welcome to the family.
You know the ritual too. Wait, yeah. You do this?
You do it too? Oh my God. But
mine is the family flag football game.
Ooh, I had that on here.
Before the meal. Yeah.
I don't play any of that. I've never played that in my life, but I had it on my list.
We've done it a couple of years for my family. We get the extended family, and it's just good. You know, it works up a little bit of appetite, so it gives you that little extra cram room later for your food. So
You ever like had someone like tear an ACL or something like playing the family flag football tournament? Mm-hmm.
Nah, it usually ends up being mostly just the cousins. A few of the uncles and aunts play, but...
It'd be pretty funny.
The more in-shape people.
Yeah.
The best, though, is, like, go for the juke. You just juke out your younger, like, 10-year-old cousin when you're, like, 20.
You just stiff-arm the shit out of him and, like, push him to the ground. And he can't grab your flag because your arm's longer than his arms. And then...
You're just, like, doing, like, put your palm on their forehead and they try to reach for you, but their arms are so short so they can't get you.
Yeah. You know, I relate with that because I was the youngest cousin out of all my cousins, so fuck you, Charlie.
Yeah.
Sometimes after dinner you have a little coffee and just sit around and chat. A little coffee talks.
Irish coffee.
Ooh, that's good too. Just a little coffee talks, you know? Diuretic, get those bowels moving. Coffee talks.
Here too have been naps and coffee talks.
Yeah. Welcome to an old person's Thanksgiving.
Grant, I think I might need to check you into an old person's home. Like, time for you to go live in a retirement home.
God damn it, I think I'm doing fine.
Get out of here, son.
I don't know what you're saying.
My second one is the Iowa-Nebraska football game on Friday.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't know that we could go outside of Thanksgiving, so I'm pissed.
It's Thanksgiving activities. Like, it's the whole weekend. Like,
fuck. See, I wouldn't have had coffee talks on there. If
I was going to say, coffee talks was not good.
Fuck.
Not good. Yeah, it's always fun. Usually end up going with a group of friends or meeting up with some family friends at a bar and just watch Iowa football.
Yeah, that's a good one. Are you going to Pal Joey's this year?
Sure, why not? See, here's the thing. The golf match at the same time.
Oh, fucking A.
So I might have to stay home this year so I can stream the golf match.
Man, this is tough. I'm gonna.
I've had this thought for like 3 weeks now.
Frank Iacovana, if you're listening to this, let us know if you're gonna be playing it at Pal Joey's. In which case, we'll be there.
I'll buy lots of beer.
I will pay $20.
I'll pay for the.
What time does it start?
I would assume like so. Maybe we might be like. I might go to Pal Joey's because I think that golf doesn't start till 3.
Oh, sweet.
So it's like a little bit of overlap, but not a ton.
11 o'clock football game.
Somewhere around there. So it might actually be really good then.
Shit, man.
But yeah, the whole build-up says golf match. Like, yeah, nothing happens on that Friday. I'm like, Iowa plays Nebraska.
Everything happens on that Friday. What else? Okay, my last one is, I mean, obviously, if I didn't realize we can go outside Thanksgiving, but like going out and getting drunk on Wednesday night and seeing all your friends and then like having to just push through a little bit on Thursday. Not usually. I've had this a couple times, but usually I feel good. A couple times you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to go stuff my face today. I might puke the whole time.
It's
the best though, because it's like that's what you want.
And you see everyone state. You see everyone in high school like 3 grades below you. It's like, oh yeah, you're
yeah.
Well, this is weird.
Yeah, it's time for me to settle down and have some kids. No, that was a joke, guys. Yeah.
My last one is going to be just the general shape of the holiday. The fact that it's on a Thursday and you get Thursday, Friday off work and it's always on a weekend. So you have like 4 full days to unwind without having to take any PTO or anything. And just it allows you so much time to get your family mix in, your friend mix in, and your relax mix in.
It's a beautiful thing. It's like, an absolute gorgeous holiday.
So I think my last Thanksgiving activity is just Thanksgiving.
I like it. I like it.
Good way to end it.
That's a great way to end it.
Hiya, Bo.
All right, let's hop in this interview and we'll get things rolling here. All right, now we welcome on Hannah Helsted, a good friend of ours from the old UST days. Hannah, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. So if you've ever listened to the podcast before, we always ask pretty much the same question the first time. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment? So not necessarily related to the podcast, just anything. What's your favorite Charlie and Me moment?
So I have one for each of you, and my favorite Chuck moment would have to be watching The Bachelor with him.
I knew that was coming.
I highly value his opinion and his feedback. I think, Chuck, do we watch Becca's season together, or?
No, it was the one. We watched Rachel's.
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 Do you remember the time we had trying to open your wine bottle and the cork broke?
I had to cut the cork.
Oh, man, all over my nice white shirt.
Really?
Finally got it and just sprayed everywhere. I was like, oh.
Charlie, remember when you drank all that really red liquid and puked? Oh, no. Never mind.
That wasn't you.
You're right. That wasn't
I got
you.
Puked on.
Never mind. You got puked on red liquid. From red liquid. Never mind. Sorry, I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Grant. Tarnishing my reputation.
My bad.
And then, Grant, my favorite memory was, I think it had to be Halloween my freshman year, your sophomore year. Oof. And we were both homeless people.
Woof.
You had baking powder. And I just remember at some point you had flour. And you just threw it all over me. And I remember just walking around the party covered in flour.
What were you doing with that flour, Grant?
Yeah, I was trying to bake some bread, obviously.
Obviously.
Yeah, I don't know. That sophomore year was a wild one, to say the least.
Crazy twos, am I right?
Yeah. Homeless was a good bet, though. I mean,
that was a good. You
great minds think alike.
Yeah, and I didn't look very good either. So I looked like a good homeless person.
You looked like you hadn't showered in days. Probably hadn't.
Yeah,
but,
yeah,
you know.
That was the trick, actually. I just didn't all around.
All right, Hannah. So what's kind of like your life update? What are you up to these days?
So I'm working at Optum with United Healthcare, and so I'm a consultant there.
You provide great service. I have your insurance.
Good to hear. I'll report it up.
Perfect.
And
okay, we're
really
good.
Enjoy
next
it.
Okay.
And it's been a lot of fun. I'm working with Medicare and retirement now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
That's what my mom does.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to talk to her about it.
Yeah. Oh,
some
I'm sure.
Tips of the trade.
She's pretty busy right now.
It's that time of year. I'm still working now.
Oh, fun.
Some people can't see, but, you know, got my papers.
Just some papers.
And I'm living with Alex Fossum.
We
who's
knew
been
that.
A lot of fun.
That's right.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
You guys go for runs?
But, almost like three mornings a week,
she
usually.
Drags you out the door?
Nerds.
Yeah. We always have this look of like, are we really doing this? And then we're both like out the door, like headlamps on. She carries a flashlight.
Woof.
It's something.
That
but yeah,
miserable.
Life is good. Life is great.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah.
You said you work for Optum?
I do.
My dad technically works for Optum.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My dad works in the principal financial group's locker room, and Optum runs the locker room, or, like, runs the staff.
Okay.
And so, yeah, my dad and you guys work together, so congrats.
That's
cool. You work with Tom Seti.
Co-workers. Happy to work with them.
Yeah, better than against him, let me tell you.
Don't get on that side of the argument.
So, you were pretty fast in college, and probably still are pretty fast, faster than Charlie and I at this point.
I don't know about that.
What's your favorite track memory or running memory at all from St. Thomas?
Oh, that's a tricky one. But I think one of my favorite ones would be Pike my senior year. It was one of my first Pike workouts because I didn't do cross country too much. And we have a tradition that the last Pike workout of the year, everyone just runs, you know, like in sports bras for their top.
Yeah, same.
And every year just so happens to you do too.
Yeah, usually.
We watch the concrete.
It's about the support.
Yeah, it feels better. I've gotten rather large recently.
Well, no. Nothing you can do about that now. And so it was super snowy. And I remember most of us, like, were on the verge of, like, frostbite. And Coach Eric was not pleased, but we just had to do it. And it was probably the worst 1K of my life. Like, I remember just, like, running and just absolutely feeling like a sheet of ice was, like, running over me.
This is so, like, apropos of what running in general is. Like, your favorite memory is just you being in pain.
Because I remember,
like, it's so
at
relatable.
The end, we were all
like,
so
almost every runner's
that we did it.
Favorite memory is just the most pain they've ever been in.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, like, we all just kind of got done, and we're all, like, bitching. Am I allowed to swear on here?
Yeah, fuck, swear.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We were all bitching about how cold we were, and it was just kind of one of those funny things where, like, I just vividly remember us, like, laughing about how miserable we were.
Yeah. that's literally, like, my entire college career. So, I mean, that good for you guys.
We all were screwed up in the head as kids. I don't know how.
Yeah,
I got
dropped a couple times. I had a couple concussions, so I'm going to blame that.
Safe call.
Yeah.
My dad, when I was little, I was on his shoulders, and he walked right into an exit sign.
Oh. Did you listen to our Halloween episode at all?
I haven't made it there
no.
yet.
No, okay, so Nick Jackson tells a joke where he says, you know, two Halsteads run into a bar, the third one didn't duck. It was actually two guys, but...
Well, Halsteads make sense.
Yeah, it made
Scott's
no sense.
Concussed right now, so it's not too far off.
There you go.
All right, so kind of as a recent grad of college, what's the one thing you miss most about college and one thing you miss the least about college?
I miss napping the most.
Yes.
Yep.
Midday
naps. Like 1 o'clock, yeah, nothing going on.
Really miss that. And the one thing I don't miss would be the homework.
probably the Sundays. The Sundays of homework.
Homework. Yeah. I could see it. I'm like still on doing the weekends, homework.
Just knowing, no, nothing.
You're doing homework right now.
Well, I'm still. Yeah.
But you're getting paid for that homework.
At least you get paid for it, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to get my utilization up before the PT, how it, like, you know.
Right.
PTO.
Yeah. Those are very solid answers. And, okay, last question we like to wrap up the interview section with. The tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo, what would it be? Where would you put it? Grant's face is an option.
I would want Chuck's face first. No. Ooh. But
hot take.
Approved.
I would like to trade in a tattoo for, like, something cool, like a shark bite or, like, a big
rock. That's not the question.
You want a scar? Okay, so you know that you could just get a tattoo that looks like a scar, right?
Yeah, but, like, I
And basically a tattoo is a scar.
I know, but that's why I'd like to say, like, I'd want it to be, like, a shark bite or something.
Oh.
Because technically it's still a scar, like a tattoo, but just, you know, a little different.
Okay, so what would you want? Like a shark bite?
I think it's a shark bite or, like, a bear scratch.
So where would you want to get bitten?
I would do it somewhere on the leg.
On the leg?
Yeah, like on the leg. Like maybe on the thigh, but like a little bit right above the knee.
What if it ruined your like running career?
Doesn't
matter, you got a shark bite.
Can I do it? Can I like do it when I'm like 60 or like, you know, like walking instead of running?
Fair enough. All right, that's an interesting you're wishing to inflict pain on yourself. Once again, you hit your head.
Yep.
That was different. Not expecting that. All right, well, let's play some trivia. What do you say?
Trivia time.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, first question for Grant.
All right.
Who was the first vice president and president who held office without ever getting elected to said office?
Was Nixon the president?
Nixon was a president.
He was the president?
He was a president of the United States.
Oh, no, so he wasn't the president? Damn. that's a good question. It wasn't Johnson, was it?
It was not Johnson.
I wouldn't know the vice president anyway, so.
It was Gerald Ford. It's the one person. He was vice president, then became president.
Oh, I thought it was two. Damn.
No, sorry. Gerald. Right.
Never mind.
You didn't get either one of them, though. So,
yeah,
Gerald Ford.
It's all right. Whatever. I was wrong. Hannah, you're all still right. Alive.
Oh, Hannah, God.
Your first question. Which state has the largest national park in it?
Would it be...
There's 50. You only got 50 choices, so...
Montana?
Montana's incorrect.
Mm.
Wow, this is not going off. Not going well.
Is it Wyoming?
No, it's Alaska.
Alaska? Oh, duh.
Alaska's huge.
Okay, Alaska's late to the Union, so we'll talk about it later. All right.
Grant,
can we have the name of this national park?
Yeah, what's the name of the national park?
Yeah, I want to hear the name.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know the name?
I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
That was extra writing.
It's fake.
So Montana's right.
All right, Grant, who wrote The Scarlet Letter?
The Scarlet... Oh. What? I don't know. I don't read those books.
Did you have to read this for school?
No. I didn't read it in high school. You know that. I got, like, a good guess, I think, but I got to come up with it.
Five. Four.
No, don't make me count three. Down. I literally just like, first thing came to my head, I know this is all the way wrong, but I think it's kind of funny, it was Judy B. Jones.
No.
I know that's wrong.
Your diary.
Did she write Pride and Prejudice too?
Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about Judy B. Jones.
I don't know that one.
I thought everyone read that in school. I read it in school. So
no, I didn't.
I didn't have to read it.
Did you know who wrote it?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I did. I write down.
I wasn't asking you, Charlie. You wrote down the answer.
All right, Hannah. This is for the win. This is for the win. What three colors are on Ireland's flag?
Orange, white, green.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. What?
Orange, white, and green.
That's a
win. What the hell?
Woohoo!
I'm never gonna win.
I thought the scarlet letter would be a gimme for you, so that was her gimme, but, like, it wasn't.
Yeah, that was a tough question. What the hell? Oh, that's rough.
Here, Hannah, answer this for the double win.
Double win?
Oh.
Double win. Yeah. Hamburgers get their name from what European city?
Hamburg.
I said for Hannah to answer the question.
Hamburg.
There we go.
Hey!
Wait, where is Hamburg?
Germany.
Hamburg, Hamburg.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Oh.
Deutschland. All right. Thank you so much for coming on. It was great.
This was fun. Bye. Have a good one.
Hello?
Hi. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the LGC.
All right, fair. Have a great Thanksgiving from Charlie and me.
You too.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey, Joe, what are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for?
Yeah.
Probably my cute friends, Grant and Charlie. They're pretty up there.
Ooh.
Aw, thanks. Ooh. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Have a great Thanksgiving, Joe.
Yeah, you too, boys.
Love you.
Love you.
Hello?
Hey, Tate.
What's up, dude?
What are you happy for? Are you thankful for? Sorry. What are you most thankful for?
What am I most thankful for?
Yeah, go.
Like something corny or something real?
You're on the spot, man. Whatever you want.
Whatever.
I'm thankful for my job right now.
Yeah, aren't we all thankful for your job?
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, you're also thankful for Tide Pods. See ya.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dylan.
What's up?
What are you thankful for?
Friendship.
Oh, thanks, Dill.
That's a great answer. Thanks, Dill. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, hey, okay. Thanks, guys. You too.
Love you.
Bye.
Adam?
Alex Fossum.
Fucking do not disturb. You gotta call twice.
Hello?
Hi, Alex. What are you thankful for?
Hi. What am I what?
What are you thankful for?
Oh, warm mittens.
Ah, touche.
Awesome, thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too, bye.
What they're thankful for. For those of you that didn't answer, you missed out on your opportunity.
I was gonna say behind the scenes, like eight people didn't answer. So
yeah, that was like a little more shocking. I mean, I've had worse. I'm not.
We had
better
luck on Halloween.
Halloween was better. Maybe people. Well, it wasn't Halloween. It was Beggar's Night.
Beggar's Night.
Yeah, yeah. People don't know
but
about.
It's not Thanksgiving today.
That's true. That's true.
We're even further.
We'd probably have more luck if it was Thanksgiving.
Should we try again on Thanksgiving?
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe we try on Friday. Maybe we give a couple people a call during the Iowa-Nebraska game.
Well, no, we'll give people a call during coffee talk.
Coffee talk. It's a very important time. I would recommend it to everyone. Right. Get a little coffee talk in.
Coffee talk, and let's get out of here.
All right. What's your
coffee
quote?
Coffee talk your way to your quote right now.
Well, Charlie. I would like to introduce this quote by saying, first of all, the business cycle has definitely hit a peak. We are coming back towards bearish territory. It was very bullish over the last 12 months, 15 months, if you will. Now we're coming back. Jeff Bezos was recently quoted by CNN saying, most of the companies that are multi-year-old companies are breweries, he said with a laugh. It's very interesting. I'm not sure what that says about society.
Cool, man. That was something.
Yeah, I know you'd like it. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I don't know what to think. I'm at a loss for words. I'm gonna bring everyone back to one big happy family with my quote. Be thankful for what you have. You'll end up having more. Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Wait. We can't end it yet because I just thought about this. I know that was a really good quote to end it on. But also, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for?
Oh, fair enough. I'm thankful for all the opportunities I've had in life and for all the people that I've come across that have made my life a little better.
Oh, That's great.
Well, that's pretty good, eh?
I'm gonna steal one.
Do you want me to receive it? Grant, what are you thankful for?
Thank you, appreciate it. I was glad you asked. I'm thankful for family that's become friends and friends that have become family.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
All right, everyone.
All right,
dude. We'll see you next Tuesday. Huh? Yeah.